We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Good morning. It's 4 minutes after 6 o'clock, and this is Morning Edition on WILL, AM 580, FM 90.9, HD2, and will.illinois.edu, all Illinois public media. I'm Tom Rogers. Our technical director this morning is Kyle Mabry. It's rather cool, 52 right now in Urbana-Champaign, and our forecaster, Med Keiser, says another sunny day today. We'll get his full forecast after AM 580 news. A case of bacterial meningitis has arisen in northern Vermilion County. The Vermilion County Health Department says a toddler was taken to Hoopston Community Memorial Hospital earlier this week with symptoms of the sometimes fatal brain infection. He was airlifted several hours later to Urbana's Carl Hospital, where there is no word on his condition. Health Administrator Steve Laker has not released the toddler's name. Bacterial meningitis can be very contagious, spread by contact with nose or throat secretions. And Laker says this particular strain of meningitis bacteria is highly difficult to trace back to a source.
People can be colonized with that. I mean, you can just be carriers of that. Don't even know they're carriers. So what happens is you get a susceptible individual around somebody that's carrying the organism, and there's a transmission. And, you know, you have individuals that don't even know they're colonized with it.
Laker says several people in the toddler's family and at a daycare facility have been given oral medications to help prevent another meningitis case. Governor Pat Quinn says he's restoring $16 million in funding previously expected to be cut from probation services statewide, and that averts many layoffs that critics said would have compromised public safety. Quinn says the move came after the state's General Assembly earlier this year funded the Illinois Supreme Court's budget for operational expenses and grants at only 56% of the court's request. That court reimburses the state's 65 probation departments up to 65% of salaries for probation officers. Quinn's action brings the high court's funding level to 82% of what it got last fiscal year. Some counties have insisted that drastic reimbursement cuts will mean layoffs and that fewer probation officers watching after sex offenders and other criminals could harm public safety. There's a new GOP candidate for governor in Illinois, and he's teaming up with another prominent Republican. Sam Hudzik reports.
Andy McKenna last month abruptly stepped down as chair of the Illinois Republican Party, and now sources close to the campaign confirm McKenna will run for governor in 2010. Those same sources indicate State Senator Matt Murphy, a candidate for governor himself since earlier this summer, will suspend his campaign. Murphy will instead run for lieutenant governor on an informal ticket with McKenna. It's informal because candidates for governor and lieutenant governor in Illinois run separately in the primary election. A formal announcement is expected in the near future. McKenna ran statewide in the 2004 Republican primary for U.S. Senate, finishing fourth. Murphy is a second-term state senator from Palatine. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Senator Roland Burris is vowing to oppose any health care overhaul that leaves out a government-run alternative to private insurance. Burris says the so-called public option is the only way to increase competition and bring down health costs. The Democratic senator said yesterday that he'll oppose any health bill that lacks a public option. Burris issued a statement after the leader of a key Senate committee released his health care proposal that did not contain a public option. The city of Champaign wants to continue to buy electricity on the retail market, but this time it wants to go it alone. Champaign City buildings, such as police and fire stations and the city building, are powered by electricity bought from Direct Energy through a consortium that's set up by the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce. That arrangement is due to expire next June. It saved the city about $30,000 a year compared to buying electricity from Ameren. But Public Works Director Dennis Schmidt says retail electric prices are now so low because of the weak economy that it makes sense for the city to look for a new rate now, one that may be lower than what the consortium could come up with a few months later.
We just think that because of the market right now, that I'm not sure that the volume purchase has much of anything to do with the fact that there's just a large quantity of electricity available now at a very reasonable price.
The Champaign City Council voted last night to authorize the city manager to negotiate a contract with a new retail electric provider. Schmidt says that if the rates offered do not look attractive, there's still time for the city to go back to the Chamber of Commerce Consortium for Electricity. Power for Champaign streetlights and traffic signals, though, is still bought from Ameren. And the Bible that George Washington used at his swearing-in as president will be displayed for one day next month in Springfield. The Bible was brought to the state by the Grand Lodge of Ancient Free and Accepted Masons of Illinois. It'll be available at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library on October 9th. It's 6:09.
We have 52 degrees on Friends Plaza, and it's clear and 52 at Willard Airport, a northeast wind at 8 miles per hour. Mattoon Charleston down to 49 degrees this hour. Bloomington Normal 48, Decatur 50. And as we look to the north, Pontiac at 48, Kankakee at 48. The Champaign-Urbana forecast for today, we're looking at sunshine, high 78, wind from the northeast at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and cooler, low 49. Tomorrow, sunny, high around 80. Tomorrow night, clear, low 55. And for the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, high 80. Sunday, mostly cloudy with some showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, high 75. For Illinois and Indiana today, mostly sunny. We're looking for high temperatures to range from 72 along the Lake Michigan shoreline to 82 in the south. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.